We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us from SiriusXM NBA Radio, also writes for Sporting News and Forbes, it is Mitch Lawrence. Good afternoon, Mitch.
How are you?
Doing great. So, obviously, big news in the NBA, the Carmelo Anthony situation now that Phil Jackson is no longer with the New York Knicks. Of course, Chris Paul going to the Houston Rockets. We've talked a lot about what it means for Houston and the Cavs. What does this mean for the Los Angeles Clippers? Does this mean fire sale now and some of their guys become available?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's interesting. The Clippers definitely made a huge move today. They got rid of Chris Paul. They said, you know what, he's done a lot of great things for us in the regular season, but playoffs, he hasn't done the job for us, hasn't gotten us past the second round. It's time to move on. And, yeah, they're going to retool, and I don't know what they're going to do. Jerry West is there now. He's not in charge, but he has a voice. He came in, obviously, he was a consultant, big advisor for Golden State, right through the finals, and then he went and took the job with the Clippers. So you know he's got some input. You know he's got some suggestions to Steve Ballmer. I think everybody around the league is fascinated by where the Clippers go from here, because even though Doc Rivers, after the season, said he expected everybody to come back, when you bring in a guy like Jerry West, I'm sure he told Steve Ballmer, you want to know something? You got to get something out for Chris Paul because it just hasn't worked.
What do you think the Rockets do from here?
Well, the Rockets do. They're going to try to add Paul George to try to get a third player. I mean, you know, they've got it's a very strange thing. I mean, we're all flabbergasted about this move just from the standpoint of how it works. I mean, we've heard for the last week or so that the Rockets were going to make a play for Chris Paul, and we're all basically thinking about how do you have two alpha males who are kind of ball dominant? You know, how does that work? Well, you know, they got a pretty good offensive coach in Mike D'Antoni. If Mike D'Antoni can't figure it out, no one can. But they're trying to add a Paul George. Whether they have enough to get him, I don't know.
Mitch, do you think it's a situation similar to the Cavs where if they do want PG, it's probably going to have to be a third team that gets involved to satisfy what Indiana wants?
Could be. You might be right. I haven't given a lot of thought. I'm still trying to figure out what the Knicks are going to do here with Phil Jackson's replacement, but yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of assets do the Rockets have that the other team wants. That's always the key. But they do have Harden. They do have Chris Paul. It's got to be a win now. It's got to be something that, they've got to send Indiana something for Paul George that's going to top the Danny Ainge offer. I'm sure Danny Ainge and Boston are going to ante up. You know, they're going to have to part with one of those picks that Danny treats like gold. You know, the Brooklyn pick or the future Laker pick that they got in the Fultz deal that could become a Sacramento pick. They're going to have to part with, you know, a Jaylen Brown, if not a Jason Tatum. Then you've got the Lakers, too. The Lakers want Paul George. We all know that. If they feel like they can get Paul George, and next year they got a shot at getting LeBron James out of Cleveland, goodbye Brandon Ingram. They won't need him there. They'd have LeBron, they'd have Paul George, and they'd have Lonzo Ball.
All right, so going back to this offseason and everything that's happened so far, let's say there's a report that the Boston Celtics are interested in Gordon Hayward and Paul George.
Right, so I wrote that off the draft. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, so if they were able to get that done, how does that change things in the Eastern Conference when it comes to Boston and Cleveland?
Don't know. I have no idea what Cleveland's going to look like. I don't even know who's calling the shots in Cleveland other than LeBron and Dan Gilbert. You know, I have a GM, right?
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know what Cavalier team we're going to see. We're going to see Kevin Love stay there, or are we going to see Kevin Love leave? Or are we going to see Kevin Love stay there, and then they get Carmelo Anthony on a buyout? Good question. Don't know. All I can tell you is this. They still don't match up with the Cavs, in my mind, as long as LeBron James is on the floor with Kyrie Irving. Those are the two guys who separate Cleveland from everybody else in the East.
Yeah, I agree. Mitch Lawrence, SiriusXM NBA, Sporting News, Forbes does it all. Mitch is a very busy guy. Mitch, you mentioned the Carmelo stuff there, the buyout possibility. Do you think he's less likely today to get a buyout because Phil Jackson's gone?
Could be. You know, Carmelo's a guy who the losing doesn't bother. It doesn't kill him that he's not winning. He loves being in New York. You have to remember now, he's got a family situation that throws a little different light on things than in the past, where he and his wife are estranged, separated, whatever, but he has a son who he's very close to, and the word is he wants to stay in New York to be around his son. We had heard rumblings that, you know, the Clippers might be involved. Well, now that Chris Paul, who's one of his guys, is no longer there, you can forget about that. Plus, Carmelo didn't, if he wants to be in his son in New York, he can't be in L.A. Now, does it mean he's in with the Knicks for the next 2 years of his deal? I don't know. He's got 2 years left, $55 million. Does he get a buyout now and go to Cleveland? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff up in the air. The removal of Phil Jackson is fascinating, guys, because he had managed to have a public feud with Carmelo. Mm-hmm. He had started to alienate Porzingis, who's their next best player, who's the future of their team. He had been falling asleep in workouts for, you know, draft picks. So Phil was a disaster in the end. But now, at least, you're probably not going to get whoever's coming in, whether it's Masai Ujiri from Toronto or if it's David Griffin himself to run the Knicks. You will not have someone who's going to go public with these picking fights with your stars, which was the wrong way to handle things. But Phil Jackson did a lot of wrong things in New York.
Would David Griffin be a popular guy around New York?
Well, I think people like David Griffin from the standpoint he's worked in a pressure cooker before, and that's working with and for, you know, Dan Gilbert and LeBron James, and he's helped Cleveland assemble a very nice team. Obviously, LeBron went back to Cleveland on his own, but he did execute the Kevin Love deal, right, with mm-hmm. Andrew Wiggins. I think people would see – I think here's the deal with Knicks fans. I think after the Phil Jackson thing, this was an experiment. This was taking a guy with a big name. You could hang out his name on the marquee. He's got 11 rings, but he never built a team in his life. He had always had teams given to him by Jerry Krause in Chicago, Jerry West in Los Angeles, other people. You don't hire someone who's never been a basketball executive, who's only been a coach, to run your team. So I think right now, yes, looking at David Griffin, looking at Masai Ujiri, looking at a Jerry Colangelo, I'll drop that name, because Jim Dolan and Nick Owner loves to throw money at big names. These people have built teams. These people have, you know, helped their teams achieve success. David Griffin's case, we saw what he did a couple of years ago. Masai Ujiri's helped Toronto out. Jerry Colangelo's built Team USA, okay, fine, but he also had a good run as the owner of the Phoenix Suns. So, yeah, well, I think David Griffin would be a popular name because he's done the job before. Where Jim Dolan messed up here, the Knick owner, was he hired Phil, who had never done this job, expecting he could build a team. It doesn't happen like that.
You said some of the things you say there kind of scare me when it comes to Chauncey Billups. You know, he's never done it. He never ran a team before.
Well,
should we be scared?
There you go. I'm not saying he can't do the job, but I'm not saying he can do the job. If I were Cleveland, if I were other teams, I'd want a guy who has experience. Now, in Chauncey's case, he's going to have to bring in people or have people there who's helped David Griffin before. Mm-hmm. But from my standpoint, if I'm building a team, or if I got a LeBron James, or now that's a different situation because he might be gone anyway. He feels like his legacy in Cleveland is complete. But if I'm the Knicks and I'm Jim Dolan, I want to have a guy who's built a team, who knows what he's doing, who's not going to fall asleep when they're having workouts for draft choices.
Talking with Mitch Lawrence, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sporting News, and Forbes. If I give you a list of free agents, tell me which guy you think is most likely to bolt, Mitch.
Okay.
Gordon Hayward, Kyle Lowry.
Gone.
Really? Gone? Gordon Hayward's
gone, leaving Utah. His wife doesn't want to be in Salt Lake City, wants to relocate. I'd say he's in Boston. Next.
Kyle Lowry.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just did a spot on Minnesota radio with the great Dan Barrero, and I got to tell you this, guys. Since they got Jimmy Butler, they are now looking at themselves as, you know what, we got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has connections through Team USA with guys like Kyle Lowry.
Yep.
They think they're in play to upgrade their point guard position, and quite frankly, they have to, because you got to do a lot better than Ricky Rubio, especially out west. Can they move Ricky Rubio to get more cap space? Perhaps he goes to Utah. They're looking at Kyle Lowry. They're looking at Drew Holiday, who this year is going to be like this summer's Mike Conley Jr.
Hmm.
Just wait and see. New Orleans is going to overpay to keep him. If they don't, somebody else will. They're also interested in Minnesota and Jeff Teague. They're also interested in George Hill. It's all because Jimmy Butler now makes them a much better destination in the eyes of free agents.
Got three more for you. Paul Millsap.
Oh, he's gone. I don't see any way that Atlanta's totally rebuilding. He'll end up on Denver. He'll end up somewhere else out west. They like him out there. No, he's not back in Atlanta.
Ooh, if he goes to Denver, that might take away the Kevin Love three-team deal because he would kind of play that role. Interesting.
Could, yeah.
Blake Griffin.
Oh, boy. You know, the thing with Blake Griffin is, you know, the last 2 years he hasn't been able to answer the bell in the playoffs because he's been getting injured, and he's starting to look like damaged goods. So, I keep hearing Miami. I don't see him being a Pat Riley type of player. But, you know, Riley's laying in the weeds. Riley's got to make some sort of moves. I don't know what he's going to do. I wouldn't be surprised now that Chris Paul's gone if Blake Griffin is also gone.
And the last one, Serge Ibaka.
Huh, good question. You know, if I were Toronto, I would let him walk. I'd also move Lowry. I'd build around DeRozan or even move him, go back to square one. I could see Boston looking at Serge Ibaka if something falls through with Hayward. You know, he's still a guy who teams look at to be effective. So, yeah, I could see him moving on.
Mitch Lawrence, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sporting News, Forbes is our guest. Mitch, who do you think the Cavs could lure? I know it's the list is like very, very slim. It's veterans, guys who would be willing to sacrifice a little bit of cash to come play with LeBron. Can you give us a couple of names you think could be an option?
What the Cavs have to do first off is they gotta revamp that bench. They gotta get younger, more athletic on the wing. You know, Richard Jefferson's 37, Channing Frye's 34, Darren Williams didn't work out. Tough luck with Bogut. That was really a tough luck situation for him because that looked like a pretty good move. So yeah, they're gonna have to get guys on a discount. No, I don't know who that's gonna be. I haven't heard many names here, but I would not, to me, the big thing is if you are coming in to run this team, or you're even Dan Gilbert, and you're still trying to get Golden State, by eliminating Kevin Love, that doesn't mean you're going to do it. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to do it if you keep him, but I try to add to the three. I mean, LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love is still a great three-man combination, as you know. I mean, it's still terrific. If you start subtracting Kevin Love to add, you just don't know how that's going to work. That's why I've been looking at this Carmelo situation on a buyout. If LeBron can convince his guy to come in there and play a bench role, not a starter's role, but a bench role, you know, Carmelo is a great player, 20, 24 minutes a night off the bench in isolation ball, which the Cavs do play very well, and I got no problem with that. People want them to become a different type of team. They want to be a defensive team. They don't want to play isolation ball. Play what you're good at doing, and I'll tell you what, Carmelo would help there. But other than that, I really haven't researched. You know, they definitely do need a backup point guard again. I mean, Darren Williams didn't work out, so they got a lot of moves they have to make.
Mitch, given the Warriors' dominance throughout the playoffs, going 16-1, how has that impacted, in talking to people around the NBA, how has that impacted what teams are planning this offseason? Or how they're approaching it?
Well, there's a lot of movement already. I mean, you know, look what Houston has done. I mean, San Antonio's trying to upgrade, too. Teams don't look at Golden State as being unbeatable. They're looking at their roster saying, how can we get better? And I know there was this whole theory about everybody was going to be, like, afraid to make moves because, you know, what's the point, Golden State? It's not how teams operate.
Okay.
Danny Ainge is going to make a move for Paul George. If he can get Paul George on an extension, right, not just a one-year rental, he'll make the move for Paul George and Hayward, and he'll try to get Cleveland that way. No saying he'll get to even play Golden State and get by Cleveland, but this whole notion that everybody's too scared to make a move, that's malarkey. The teams don't operate that way.
Mitch, good stuff. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you later, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.